Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As President Biden hosts the NATO summit this week, House and Senate Democrats will be meeting behind closed doors to discuss calls for the president to withdraw from the race. ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott has more.
At least six House Democrats have already called on the president to step aside, including Congressman Adam Smith of Washington.
When you run for office, one of the things you have to guard against is thinking that it's all about you.
Smith taking aim at what the president told our George Stephanopoulos, that he would be okay with losing to Donald Trump as long as he gave it his all.
The White House sending a letter to leaders in the Democratic Party adamant that the president will be staying in the race. Rescuers continuing to search through the rubble of a children's hospital in Kyiv. It was one of many targets hit in Ukraine by Russian missiles this week that killed more than 40 people. No lights, no air conditioning. Power still out for more than 2 million customers in the Houston area after Beryl slammed into the Texas Gulf Coast as a Category 1 hurricane. This is ABC News. Efforts to modernize the U.S. stockpile of ballistic missiles is coming at a much larger price.
The Pentagon's plan to replace the Air Force's intercontinental ballistic missile fleet is now projected to cost 81% more than expected and will be delayed for a few years, according to top Pentagon officials. The new Sentinel ICBM will replace the 50-year-old Minuteman III's in America's nuclear arsenal, but it will now come with a price tag of close to $141 billion. But Pentagon officials said Monday that they will continue with the program because it's essential for national security. Both Russia and China have plans to modernize and expand their nuclear arsenals over the next decade. Luis Martinez, ABC News, The Pentagon.
The United Nations sounding the alarm about the Taliban's morality police. According to a new report, the UN says it contributes to a climate of fear and intimidation in Afghanistan by using threats, excessive force, or detentions. The morality police have enforced regulations for a lot of women and girls, dress codes, having male chaperones. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Save big money on your outdoor storage solutions right now at Menards. Protect your car, boat, or yard equipment with VersaTube storage buildings. They're made with durable galvanized steel and quick-slip frame connections for easy do-it-yourself assembly. Save big on all VersaTube storage buildings at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a Milwaukee man who died at the hands of private security guards is demanding accountability. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner has ruled Deontay Mitchell's death on June 30th a homicide. Criminal charges, though, have not been filed. The family's lawyer wants Milwaukee police to release body cam video. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. July 5th, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled 6-1 that a statute allowing the Legislative Joint Committee on Finance, JCF, to block Knowles Nelson stewardship projects violates the Wisconsin Constitution. The program allows the state to purchase lands for conservation and build infrastructure to help Wisconsin's residents and visitors enjoy the outdoors. In a press release, Clean Wisconsin stated, in recent years, JCF members blocked specific projects through anonymous objections and other means that were not transparent to the public, leading to the governor filing this lawsuit. In the release, Clean Wisconsin also stated, the court found that while it is the legislature's responsibility to allocate the money in the state's budget for an initiative like the program, it is ultimately up to the DNR to decide how to allocate that money for specific projects. If the legislature interferes after the money is allocated, it is taking over the executive branch's core job of implementing laws which violates the state constitution. I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Brewers and the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Colin Ray will get the start for Milwaukee. Garrett Mitchell off to a slow start at the plate. The 25-year-old center fielder just 3-for-17 with a batting average of .176. I asked him what's been the biggest hurdle coming back from shoulder surgery last year and then a broken hand this year.
I never felt like throughout the whole process that there was a big hurdle. I would say, obviously, like when you come into spring training, right, you got to kind of get all of the soreness and like baseball stuff, you know, get back into shape again. So I think the biggest part was probably just kind of getting through the soreness. But after like the first week of being back, it was pretty normal again.
Basketball, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo packing his bags for the Olympics in Paris later this month. He led Team Greece to qualify for the games with a win over Croatia. They'll compete with 12 other teams for a gold medal, including France, Australia, and the U.S. Giannis is 29 years old. This will be his first time at the Olympics. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at that Price County senior dining menu for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 10th of July already. Swedish meatballs tomorrow with mashed potatoes, gravy, peas, and mixed fruit. Locations are in Phillips and Park Falls, along with Ogama, Kennan, Brantwood, Price County senior dining. Give them a call if you have any questions about the program, 715-339-2158.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, although we do have the slightest chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with a northwest breeze at only around 5. Tonight, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, 81. Warming it up by the weekend, mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts, J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently announced its 2024 Elk Hunt application winners. More details when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR last week announced that 8 Badger State residents have won a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hunt elk during the 2024 elk season, which opens on Saturday, October 12th. 4 winners will be able to hunt in the Black River Elk Zone for the first time since the species was reintroduced to the state. During the application period that ended on May 31st, the DNR received more than 25,000 applicants for the state's 8 permits. The drawing was random, with all applicants having an equal chance at selection. The DNR received nearly 18,000 applications for the 4 permits in the Clam Lake Elk Zone, and the winning applicants are from Green Bay, Madison, Hortonville, and Birchwood. The DNR received about 8,000 applications from hunters for those 4 Black River Elk Zone permits. The winning applicants are from Athena, Wisconsin Rapids, Toma, and the Waupun area. In addition to the 8 state elk permits, 4 tribal hunters will be eligible to take a bull elk in the Clam Lake Zone. Learn more at dnr.wisconsin.gov and search elk hunting. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Brought to you by J&A Services.
1, 2, 3. Download our app and listen on your phone.
Rock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98Q Country.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa! any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Please. The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street, looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan. Taking it back to the store, cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already saw a couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a Silver Oak 1998. Drinking cabin a solo, so where I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out. Truck.
came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. And you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, but I got down on one knee. Can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. As all this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Cody Johnson, that dirt might dry up a little bit, a little muddy now, but we're going to have some drier weather here for the next few weeks, next few days, rather. 90, we don't need weeks of it. Probably now through Friday, fairly dry. It's 8:25, birthdays to come. If you got one, 715-762-3221. We'd love to wish him a happy day and give him a shot to win that cake on Friday. Before we get to our birthdays, let's talk a little bit about your health. We have Tracy Davis and Dr. Claire with us from North Lakes Community Clinic. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And we're going to talk a little bit about sinuses today. A mystery to a lot of people who maybe develop allergies and all of a sudden they start to have sinus issues. Is that something pretty common that you see, people with sinus issues?
We do, and it's a topic we feel, too, that not a lot of people know that we can help with that.
Okay. Yeah, I guess as a doctor of chiropractic and Tracy being a massage therapist, that's probably something that people thought, well, sinuses? No, I wouldn't think that. So how do you approach that, or how do you help people with that?
Yeah, so from a chiropractic standpoint, there are some different adjusting techniques that we can can implement and use for that, helping facilitate gliding of those facial bones as well, helps decompress and release some pressure, allow some drainage from the sinuses. There's also some soft tissue work that can be done. And we also have a few different modalities that can also be used as a way to treat the sinus issues, depending on what's going on. If it's sinuses causing headaches, if it's, you know, sinus pressure, congestion, things like that.
Yeah. So inflammation, that's our culprit here. That's the main reason why people have discomfort. Is that right?
It can be, yeah. Some inflammation, pressure that's built up in those sinuses that we're looking to release, help some drainage from that, from those sinuses.
Yeah. Because when we think about, people have a sore back and we got stretches and, you know, they got a bad hip flexor, we stretch this, we can't really stretch the nasal cavity, can we? So it's a mystery to people. They're like, well, either I take a drug or I'm done, right? That's kind of the philosophy people have, right?
Yeah.
And with massage, we can, like, move some of it. We can strip. Stripping the sinuses sounds really aggressive, and it can be, but it also can be helpful because it will relieve the pressure and allow for the drainage to happen, because sometimes, you know, you feel like your head's about to pop off your shoulders because of the pressure can get so bad.
Yeah. And it's not a total mystery, but it is a little bit. I mean, some people, you wake up in the morning, you're like, man, my sinuses are just like plugged up or inflamed. And I suppose there's a lot of factors into why that happens to people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And usually with my patients, I see they come in and they just briefly mention that they are having some sinus issues or some sinus pain, and you know, it's a surprise when I say, well, we can work on that today.
Yeah, because people have, of course, allergies to certain things that cause the inflammation, but your goal is to kind of help them through that and make it more comfortable and stuff like that, right?
Yep.
All right, very good. I don't know if we're in, I know allergies were pretty bad earlier this spring, and I'm sure you get people that come in who suffer from those allergies. That's a big cause of it, right?
Yeah, and a great way to, you know, so a lot of people have been dealing with seasonal allergies, and it seems like this year even more so. A great way to get kind of a little microdose introduction to some of the pollen and other allergens out in the area is to actually consume local honey, because the bees, you know, collect the pollen in this area. So within that honey, you're getting tiny exposures to the allergens from the area.
Oh, So that's for someone just who has the allergy, or kind of introducing your body to it. Is that what you're saying?
More so, yeah, introducing your body to it. Not necessarily a way to treat if you're currently experiencing allergies, but if you know that you're an allergy sufferer, you're someone who has seasonal allergies, picking up a jar of some local honey is a great way to slowly introduce some of that pollen and allergies or allergens to your body.
All right. I see a good marriage here. We got North Lakes Community Clinic, and we got a little honey shop right next to it.
Yeah.
There, that'd be nice.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I learned something today. That's very interesting that you would eat food. Is that unique to honey, or is that something with other foods too, or is that just something unique to honey?
More unique to honey, just with the bees going around and collecting the pollen from different plants, and so specifically making sure it's local. You know, if you bought honey that was made, you know, in California, they have different plants, different allergens,
sure,
and pollen there. So we want to make sure that it's something local.
Yeah. All right. And Tracy, as a massage therapist, not only help with sinus issues, but people should know in the area that if massage is something that they could benefit from, you're available for them, right?
Correct. And it could be ear stuff, helping with ear drainage or sinuses, headaches, a lot of things that are we can help with.
Yeah, because the path leads through the neck and shoulders, right? And it can cause a lot of problems in the head, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. All right, folks have any questions, they can always reach out to you at North Lakes Community Clinic, 762-2950. Anything we missed about allergies that you wanted to let people know?
Thank you, Joel.
All right, very good. Thank you, Dr. Clear. Thank you, Tracy. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
You bet. North Lakes Community Clinic, they're right in downtown Park Falls. They have other locations too, but reach them at 715-762-2950 and get yourself some honey. Yeah, it's a good excuse to have a honey sandwich today. Sounds wonderful. Let's get to those birthdays. We'll do that after the news here at 8:31.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As President Biden hosts the NATO summit this week, House and Senate Democrats will be meeting behind closed doors to discuss calls for the president to withdraw from the race. ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott has more.
At least six House Democrats have already called on the president to step aside, including Congressman Adam Smith of Washington.
When you run for office, one of the things you have to guard against is thinking that it's all about you.
Smith taking aim at what the president told our George Stephanopoulos, that he would be okay with losing to Donald Trump as long as he gave it his all.
The White House sending a letter to leaders in the Democratic Party adamant that the president will be staying in the race. Rescuers continuing to search through the rubble of a children's hospital in Kyiv. It was one of many targets hit in Ukraine by Russian missiles this week that killed more than 40 people. No lights, no air conditioning. Power still out for more than 2 million customers in the Houston area after Beryl slammed into the Texas Gulf Coast as a Category 1 hurricane. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 8 University of Wisconsin chancellors are getting raises. The Board of Regents passed them yesterday. UW-Madison's Jennifer Mnookin's 10% raise will push her pay to more than $1 million next year. That's with her base salary plus a $150,000 retention bonus. Pro-democracy advocates say they're pleased with Friday's Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling making ballot drop boxes legal again. Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
The electorate can access our democracy when it isn't necessarily so convenient for our healthcare workers, the rural community, single parents.
The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the court's liberal majority made a political decision. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wausau Downtown Airport is almost a century old and is in desperate need for runway repair. As visible cracks can be seen up and down the secondary runway, the airport is asking the FAA to release the $2 million in funding that it would cost to fix it. The problem is, the FAA says that the runway doesn't get used enough. So, the airport manager started reaching out to pilots to help him gather data to prove them wrong. Runway 523 needs at least 500 operations, which include a takeoff or a landing. So with 250 takeoffs and 250 landings, they can get funded. But if this doesn't happen, then the airport will be forced to close in a few years and the bill will be up to the city to pay entirely. Right now, the goal is to have the government cover 90% of the project costs. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
Brewer baseball back home tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers begin a 3-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at AmFam Field. The Pirates coming off an 8-2 win over the Mets. Pittsburgh's big O'Neill Cruz with a 2-run homer had to exit the game later with a hamstring injury. NBA free agency continues, and a lot of questions about how the Bucks plan to shape their roster. Bucks GM John Horst.
It's intentional, right? We've got 6 returning core guys that we know are ready now to compete at a high level and take us where we want to go. We've got 3 returning young vets that contributed last year and should take another jump this year in Marjan, AJ, and Andre. Chris Livingston had a great first year with us. He's working his ass off, and he's going to be ready to contribute also. And now we've got Tyler. An and AJ pushing there. And we've got three spots on our roster right now in free agency, as soon as we're done with this press conference, that we're going to go and figure out the best balance and how they fit the rest of that group.
That's the Bucks general manager, John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Ark, Godfrey, Nautique, Candock, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at RoundLakeMarina.com.
All right, Bertie, I'd like to find the guy who drilled the holes for this chair I'm putting together here in the studio. I'd like to have his phone number if you could get that for me. I'd appreciate it. It seems to be just a little bit off. Sarah Reed, we're constructing chairs, by the way, as your morning show guy is doing a quality morning show. That's debatable. We're constructing chairs in the studio as that's happening. Multitasking. Sarah Reed, happy birthday to you from your family, Sarah. Hope you have a great day today. And Greg Spacek down in Phillips is 65 today. I know. Way to go, Greg. All right. Happy birthday to both of you. You got a shot to win that free cake. Free cake's always good. We'll do that on Friday. Other people who are celebrating today, Fred Savage. He played the younger kid on Wonder Years and has gone on to do other stuff. But that's kind of what we know him for. 48 for Fred Savage today. Courtney Love, the outspoken hole singer, guitarist, and actress, is 60 today. Her real name is Courtney Harrison. Courtney Love. Kelly McGillis, the actress from Witness, Top Gun, and The Babe, is celebrating a 67th birthday today. I think one of the great actors of all time, Tom Hanks, is celebrating a birthday today after graduating from TV sitcom Bosom Buddies. He won back-to-back Best Actor Oscars 1994-95 for Philadelphia and for Forrest Gump. And he was nominated for Big, for Saving Private Ryan, Castaway, great movie, Best Supporting Actor for It's a Beautiful Day. His resume goes on and on and on. And he's probably in my top three favorite actors of all time. Tom Hanks. Still love Castaway. He's 68 today. Jimmy Smits, the actor from TV's L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, and The West Wing, is celebrating a 69th birthday today. Who else? David Ball, the country singer. He did the song Saving Private Malone, did he? And others. 71 today for David Ball. Chris Cooper, he won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 03. For Adaptation, has other films too. 73 for Chris Cooper. O.J. Simpson, the former football star, actor, pitchman, of course, very famous NFL player and very famous trial. Born on this day, 1947. We lost O.J. in April of this year, April 9th of 2024, of cancer. Orenthal James Simpson. Those of you who are old enough to remember him playing football, he was Barry Sanders-like. He was just a tremendous, tremendous running back. And his life after football, his later years, of course, got pretty messed up. Richard Roundtree, the actor, known about for his role as private investigator John Shaft in the early edition of Shaft. And he played the character through the sequel, too. Richard Roundtree Shaft, born on this day, 1942, passed in 2023. Brian Dennehy, the actor from Cocoon, from Presumed Innocent, and numerous other movie and TV series. 1938, he was born, passed in 2020 for Brian Dennehy. David Hockney, the English painter, is 87. Donald Rumsfeld, he was defense secretary for Gerald Ford and George W. Bush. He passed away in 2021, born on this day, 1932. And Jesse McReynolds, remember him? The mandolinist in the Bluegrass Hall of Fame, duo of Jim and Jesse. He outlived his brother by over two decades. Jesse McReynolds, Bluegrass legend. Born on this day, 1929, he passed in June of 2023.
Complete Auto Repair on 9th Street South in Park Falls, Wisconsin is your go-to for all your automotive needs. Chris and his team handle everything from brakes, exhaust, electrical diagnosis, and AC service to general maintenance. They also specialize in motors and transmissions. Take advantage of daily specials like $50 off front and rear pad and rotors, and up to $100 off on a complete brake job. Plus, Chris passes on any discounts to his loyal customers. Visit Complete Auto Repair for top-notch service from tires to tune-ups on 9th Street South in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Celebrate July 4th with savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, save on the essentials you need to make your garden pop for summer, like Miracle-Gro 25-quart potting mix. Get two bags for just $16. And get up to 40% off, plus save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. Hurry, these deals won't last long, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Miracle-Gro excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details. While supplies last.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, although we do have the slightest chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with a northwest breeze at only around 5. Tonight, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, 81. Warming it up by the weekend, mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
1, 2, 3. Download our app and listen on your phone.
Lock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98Q Country.
Nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby don't you lie. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive. Be. When you're tasting
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe 300,000. You only get so much until it's gone. Duracell's in a mag light, a needle drop on a 45, are the kind of things that only last so long. When the new wears off and they get to getting old, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say nothing lasts forever, but they after years of shift work are fading out like I always knew they would. The strings on this guitar, the first love lost on a young heart, those things are gonna break after the getting's good. Cause the new wears off and they get to getting old. Yeah, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll.
Luke Combs at 98Q Country. Let's talk a little bit about your money. We got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants to do just that. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Hey, we're doing okay. We got some sunshine ahead of us here. We're going to dry out some of those mud puddles here this week.
Absolutely. I hope so, at least. It's the first Tuesday in a while that it hasn't been raining.
Yeah, exactly. So what do we have to talk about for people's money today? What do we have for a topic today, Matt?
Yeah, so today I want to talk about planning for the future with an ABLE account. ABLE spelled A-B-L-E, and the kind of how ABLE accounts work. There's something that not, I would say, many people know about that are an option for some people.
Yeah, I don't think we've talked about this before. So
no, I don't think so.
Yeah, get me informed. All right, ABLE, yeah. ABLE, A-B-L-E. All right, let's do it.
Yep. So an ABLE account. So if you or a family member has a disability, you may be interested in learning about a tax advantage option called an ABLE account, which can be used to save or invest for qualified disability expenses. Most states have launched ABLE programs, and many more are certainly in the works.
Okay.
And one of the big questions with ABLE accounts is, why are ABLE accounts needed? And individuals with disabilities rely on supplemental security income, Medicaid, and other federal public benefits for much needed support, such as income, health care coverage, and food and housing assistance. However, retaining eligibility for these benefits depends on meeting a means or resource test. Individuals may only have $2,000 typically in countable assets, such as savings and retirement funds. This, of course, makes it difficult to establish financial independence and save for many disability-related expenses, again, because you have to stay under that $2,000 limit.
Sure.
And so ABLE accounts help address this problem. Because funds in an ABLE account will generally not count towards this asset limit, individuals with disabilities have the opportunity to put money aside for their future needs without jeopardizing their eligibility for public benefits.
Okay.
The next question I want to answer is, who is eligible for an ABLE account? If you have a significant disability that began before age 26, you may be eligible to open an ABLE account. If you meet the age criteria and are already receiving SSI or Social Security disability insurance, you automatically qualify. You may also qualify if you're not receiving those benefits but meet Social Security's definition of disability and are able to obtain certification from a physician.
Okay.
So if you have a family member who qualifies, you may be able to open and oversee an ABLE account on that person's behalf if you are, of course, legally authorized to do so. Know that each eligible beneficiary can have only one ABLE account. So you can't have an ABLE account, you know, or multiple ABLE accounts.
Okay.
Then the next question I want to answer for everyone is, how do ABLE accounts work? You can open an ABLE account in your own state if your state has an ABLE program, or in any state that allows non-residents to join. Know that most states do allow non-residents to join, just to make it available for as many people as possible, of course. And contributions can be made by the account owner or by family members, friends, employers, or others who want to provide financial support. And, of course, there are investment options with ABLE accounts. Plans generally offer investment options that target different investment strategies and risk tolerance. Some of those options may be aggressive, some more on the conservative side, similar to retirement accounts.
Okay.
Some programs also offer an interest-bearing option, such as a checking or savings account option as well. And as far as contribution limits, annual and lifetime contribution limits apply. Contributions from all donors combined during the year cannot exceed the annual gift tax exclusion, which in 2024 is $18,000.
Okay.
And if the beneficiary, the ABLE account owners who work and who don't have an employer-sponsored retirement plan may save an additional $14,580 from their earnings in 2024. Know that, and this is kind of a special rule, any account balance over $100,000 may temporarily affect SSI eligibility. But know that this doesn't affect Medicaid eligibility. When an ABLE account exceeds $100,000, SSI payments will be suspended until the balance falls back under the level required.
All right.
And ABLE accounts also offer certain tax benefits. Any earnings accumulate tax deferred at the federal level, and in some cases at the state level. When you withdraw money, the earnings on these distributions will be tax-free if they are used to pay for qualified expenses. So, of course, what are qualified expenses? That's kind of the next question here. And yeah. Money in an ABLE account may be used for qualified disability expenses. In general, these are expenses related to living with a disability. The following is a is a list, but certainly not exhaustive. But these expenses generally qualify. So those would be housing costs, home improvement and modification. You know, that's a big one for someone with a disability. A lot of times, you know, you need some sort of home improvement or, again, the modification for a home. Transportation, including purchase or modification of a vehicle. Healthcare expenses, personal assistance, assistive technology, education, including tuition, books, and supplies, employment training and support, and financial management and administration.
Okay. All right.
And the last question, Joel, is do ABLE accounts replace special needs trusts or other planning tools? And know that the federal legislation that authorized ABLE accounts was clear that they were intended to supplement, not replace, benefits from other sources. An ABLE account is meant to be an additional tool, but not the only tool that can be used to save for future expenses for, again, people with disabilities that are on some of those, specifically on some of those federal programs where, of course, you have those income limits and or asset limits that you have to abide by.
All right, another investment option. And if folks have any questions, Matt, they can always reach out to you, whether it's about this or just maybe they're listening right now and they're saying, boy, he mentioned a little bit about putting money away, and I haven't done that. And maybe they want to start a plan. That's what you do, right? Sit down that first that first visit, right, and put a plan together.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, yeah, we usually get to know somebody what their goals are, and then yeah, absolutely. Like you said, create that plan together. We have some financial planning software that is really beneficial for people and eye opening, and it helps us implement those plans.
Pioneer-financial.net. You're on Facebook too, or they can reach out to you. Three locations, right, Matt?
Yep, three locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips.
All right. If they want to set up a free initial consultation just to have a little chat about it, not too serious, but just start that conversation, they can always give you a call, right?
Yep, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right. Very good, Matt. Thank you so much. Enjoy the beautiful weather. We'll chat with you next Tuesday.
Awesome. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Matt. Matthew Krieger. He's with Pioneer Financial Services, and he joins us each Tuesday morning right around this time to talk about all kinds of different various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530. And 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services.